Lord Jesus Christ, you are truly honorable and worthy of respect, worthy of obedience, worthy of all of us, completely all of us. And God, I just want to give you the glory here, and I pray that you would bless anyone listening just with the knowledge of your love for them and how much you are invested in human beings, how much you are invested in our kind, our species. You love us, Lord, with a special divine love. And Lord, I just thank you for just dying for me and giving me your Holy Spirit and inspiring me to share you, Lord. In your name, I pray. Amen. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. This is Michael Ryan. And I just wanted to encourage you today with devotion, your devotional life. It's so important to have a devotional life, and I say that as somebody who knows what it's like to have it spotty. I know what it's like to have it off, completely off. And one of the things that, a couple things God is encouraging me about, and is that Jesus Christ really should be your devotional life. You know, Jesus Christ is very much concerned and interested in being a part of your everyday. He wants a relationship with you. And what I think is so amazing about that is he's gone out of his way to show you. It's personal. He came down and died for you and I. He spilled his own blood. He was tortured in agony just so he can remove the things that you've done to offend him. I mean, he could have easily just condemned you and I for the things that we've said and done, but he came down and made a way to rescue us so that he could just go and sit back on the throne and just let things be. No, so that we could now get to know him without having to worry about offending him, because he's already taken all the offense for us. I mean, he's invested in you and I, and he is the Word of God. Jesus Christ himself, Revelation 19:13, he is the Word of God. And meditate on what he's done for you. I mean, let the cross be your starting point, your middle point, your end point, the gospel and its implications. What does it mean now that he died on the cross for you? You're a new creation and he lives in you. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to you, the love of God? Have you taken time to meditate on God's love for you? Because I believe that that would be so beneficial to your Christian walk. Opening up the scriptures and seeing Jesus Christ, your Lord, your Master, and just his heart, who he is and how he feels about you. So I just encourage you today that, you know, maybe you don't have a Bible next to you. If you believe that Jesus Christ has died for you and he's rose again, if you believe that he suffered and he came back to life and his life is living in you right now, then look, that's a great place to meditate on and just really just dig deep and think about that and just thank him for it, you know, and just let that love marinate in you. You know, just the same way you take chicken and, you know you want it to be really good, if you just season it and let it marinate for a day or two overnight, it's just, it makes it so much more special when you eat it, right? It's like, marinate on that love. That's something to do. You really will grow, I believe, and I'm seeing with my own eyes in my life. You really grow when you marinate in the love of God, demonstrated through his death and resurrection, demonstrated through the fact that he chooses to live in us. And that's such a great thing. I mean, who else can say that about their God? Who else can say, my God died for me? My God died for me. My God was tortured for me. My God surrendered himself when I ought to have been the person surrendering myself. He pushed me out the way and threw himself in a line of fire for me. That's what my God did. And he came back to life, and he's not bitter about it. Now he extends his hand and he wants me to live with him forever. I mean, that's just good all the way around. And it really brings perspective to life, you know, to the problems that we have. Because Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heed, I've overcome this world. And thinking about what he's done and where we stand, and putting in perspective what a problem really is, You know, we have a lot of problems in this world. I mean, there are horrible things that happen to people in this world that we live in. There are things that, to even repeat them, are, it's just ridiculous. It's demonic. The kind of stories that you hear, the sufferings that that women, men, children experience. But when you think about the gospel, it puts in perspective. It puts in perspective what blessing is and what curse is. That no matter what can happen on this planet, the worst thing that can happen is to have a life without God. And then to die and spend an eternity in a painful, torturous hell. That's the worst thing that can happen to you, or me, or to one of our loved ones. And God has spared us from that. That's the worst thing that can happen. The best thing that can happen to any of us is not getting the car we want, the job we want. It's not getting the money we want. Because every one of us, we all know people who have those things and they're not happy. So that right there should be an easy, easy redirection for us when we ever catch ourselves thinking, if I had this, 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 I would be happy. Because we can point to people who have that and they're not happy. But the best thing that we can have is a relationship with Jesus Christ, is an obedient relationship with Jesus Christ. Because there are a lot of people who have a relationship with Jesus Christ, but they don't submit themselves to be obedient, and they're not happy. But the fulfilled life is an obedient, surrendered, personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Knowing that when you die, you're going to spend eternity with a God who produces joy, encouragement, and peace. I mean, that is the best news. And it's really good to just sit back and say, wow, I am sealed. I am destined for eternity in heaven. I am destined for eternal peace. I am destined for eternal joy. Anything that's going on right now is just a phase. Anything that I'm going through, that I'm experiencing, is just a temporary place. But I have the Lord, and I'm going to die and be with Him. And right now, I can enjoy Him just by thinking about what He's done, just by going to the Scriptures and just following Jesus Christ and just seeing what He did and what He's up to, seeing the different ways He was interacting with people in the Old Testament and New Testament, and enjoying Him and then obeying Him. The joy of actually taking the Scriptures and what Jesus teaches and bringing it to life by carrying that out on your fellow man and your neighbor. So we have everything. We have everything in Jesus Christ. We have everything in the gospel. And so I just wanted to encourage you with that today. Just have your devotional life rested in your being rescued and being delivered onto eternal blessings. Let your devotion be on Jesus Christ. So that's all I really have to say. Lord, just ask anyone listening would just maybe have a refocus or just be strengthened in what they already were focusing on. That you are the beginning, the middle, and the end. That our eyes should be fixed on you, Jesus. You said that you taught that, and that we would not despise obeying you. Not so we won't be punished, but so we can remain in your fellowship. So we can abide in your love. Not that it will take us away from being part of the kingdom, but so that we could just enjoy that experience of knowing that you are delighted and pleased. So Lord, I pray that people will just be encouraged about that and desire to think in you all day long. In your name, Jesus, I just give you the praise. Amen.